This call is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. This is Toni Loudenbeck of Traders News Source, and I have on the line with me Gavin Burnett, CEO of Locafy Limited, NASDAQ ticker LCFY. We thank you for giving us some of your time. Would you like to say hello to the investment community?
Hello, everyone, and Toni, thank you very much for having me on.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you giving us time to answer a few questions for us. So just starting out then, could you give us a brief overview of your company, its segments, and its revenue streams, please?
I'd be delighted to. Locafy has developed and patented technology that automates local search solutions at scale. We operate in a $700 billion plus global market, which has historically been very labor intensive and very difficult to scale. Our platform enables businesses to reach local consumers searching for the products and services they sell by increasing their prominence in search results. The platform produces a network of interlinked landing pages that each target a specific keyword and location. Sometimes we do hundreds or thousands of these pages for clients, depending on their objective. We have a significant competitive advantage in speed to market and speed to deliver results. In terms of model, we offer a subscription model for our solutions, which typically start at around $375 a month for a small business looking to target a couple of keywords in up to, say, 25 locations in their immediate area. Prices go up from there depending on the volume of keyword and location combinations that the customer wants. In terms of the revenue streams, the majority of our revenue comes from subscription revenues, although we generate recurring revenue from publishing across several digital properties that we own, including some high-profile directories.
Okay, well, thank you. Now, Locafy has announced FYE June 30th, 2022 revenues up over 92%, and the total number of total partners up by 421%. So that's a big wow. Congratulations. Do you expect the same level of growth for FYE for 2023?
Well, firstly, thank you. We were happy with the growth in both revenues and partners in financial year 2022. We do anticipate growth to remain strong in FY 2023 and have already laid the foundations in the September quarter for another solid year, and we're looking forward to releasing our quarterly in coming weeks. We are focused on acquiring quality partners that understand SEO and have reasonable sized client bases that can utilize our services. A key focus for the management team is to achieve profitability in FY 2023, and we have a clear line of sight. One of the reasons we are confident with continued growth is the recent acquisition of Jimmy Kelly Digital. That acquisition brought with it more than 70 paying partners, and I believe that brings our total reseller numbers to around about the 230 mark. So that provides some further indication of growth early in the 2023 financial year. The acquisition also brought with it a partner base of around 2,000, what he would refer to as students that we're in the process of engaging with. These are actually predominantly high-quality agencies and practitioners that understand SEO that have at some stage been a client of Jimmy Kelly Digital. And, of course, we are continuing to grow organically with our existing business development team that's focusing in North America and in Australia.
Very good. All right, on to the next one then. What is your perspective on the SEO market now and through 2023?
That's a great question. The one thing that's certain is that things will continue to change and adapt, and we're really well placed to change as things change. But I like to keep things simple. From an SEO perspective, consumers are looking for one of two things. They're either looking for a product or a service. In the case of services, they're usually obtained locally, which is evidenced by the fact that more than 46% of all searches are local in nature, people wanting to buy something close to where they live. Alternatively, they want a product and don't mind where it comes from. They just want to buy it online. So in regards to local search, I believe that it will remain a large proportion of all searches, and we have a solution for that which works in any market that we have deployed it. With the acquisition of Jimmy Kelly Digital, we now have a solution that also gets us into the brand and product space for national search. In both cases, the solutions are fast to deploy, they're cost effective, and deliver results rapidly. I believe consumers will likely remain impatient when searching, and therefore will either click the top results or continue to try a new search if they don't like a search, the search results that have been delivered. So it's going to be as important as ever to be at the top of search for what you do, where you do it, and for the products you're trying to sell online.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Was your August acquisition of Jimmy Kelly Digital accretive, and how has that acquisition impacted Locafy?
Well, firstly, we're super excited to have Jimmy Kelly on board. He is a true legend of the industry, and he's created some amazing inventions over the year. From a financial perspective, the acquisition was accretive and brought with it a great combination of talent and technology. We've been working with Jimmy Kelly for a couple of years now and have come to know him quite well. It made sense to bring his expertise and client base into our organisation, as we could offer operational scale, which was not possible in a small business. Now with their operations, sales and management team, we can integrate some of the amazing technology Jimmy has developed into our platform and scale the delivery of the combined technology to our target markets. The impact has been immediate, and aside from a nice bump in revenue, we anticipate that the latent partners within Jimmy's database can be re-engaged and introduced to some pretty exciting technologies that we have developed. We'll be announcing our first product launch that combines Locafy technology with some of Jimmy's inventions that we believe the market has not seen anything like before. The anticipated launch for that is mid-November.
Okay, looking forward to that. Now, Gavin, would you describe for us briefly your new Brand Boost marketing tool and your efforts to get customers on board with it?
Yeah, this is a pretty awesome product. Brand Boost has been in prototype for several years, delivering pretty stunning results for clients, predominantly in North America that have been using it. What it does is it strengthens the client's brand online and kind of helps, think of it like training search engines that certain products are associated with certain brands and certain keywords. It's creating that connectivity between those three important entities. The impact of the product, though, is what's most important, and that our clients' brands and products improve their online presence, and they generally result in a sizable increase in online product sales. Historically, and this is over a number of years with a number of different types of products in different markets, the solution has helped generate an increase in sales of between 20 to 60%, and that's whether they're selling on their own site or in online marketplaces such as Amazon or Walmart or anything like that.
Very interesting. Now, the SEO market is huge with many companies competing. How would you differentiate Locafy from the rest?
Well, that's another great question. And the key difference can be summarized in two words, I believe, and that is speed and scale. We are fast to market with our solutions, often minutes compared to weeks and months. Our pages that we deploy, the landing pages, the networks are very fast loading. We've got a time to interaction for desktop down to 0.6 of a second. And that's a key aspect of SEO. Speed is one of the really most important factors. We're also fast to deliver results. Across all of our published pages, which I believe now is getting close to 80,000, 75% of those pages are actually on page one, and close to 60% are in positions one, two, and three. And overall, 99% of our clients have a page one ranking for what they do, where they do it, which we think is a pretty stunning result. And when you consider that SEO typically takes 6 to 12 months, according to the industry, the fact that we're delivering results inside 14, 21, 30 days, we think sets us apart substantially. In terms of scale, we can scale to literally any size deployment, whether it's a large multi-location international business or a major brand looking to launch a product globally. We have the capability to deliver that solution from local to global.
That's quite impressive. Thank you. What near-term catalyst at Locafy could be the biggest benefit to shareholders?
Well, this is another thing we're incredibly excited about, and we are well down the path of developing. We are working on implementing an API that will enable any database to integrate with our platform to enable the mass production of what we call proximity networks. And what a proximity network is, think of it as like a micro directory that focuses on the key products and services that a business sells. So if you've got five or six things that you sell in 20 locations, you might have a network of 100 pages. So think of all of the directories or citation management companies that have huge databases of business listings but struggle to be relevant in search, which is truly the case for most of them at this point in time. We believe we have a solution that we are targeting for release in early 2023 that will help bring relevancy back to a number of these giant directories and citation management companies. And we are very excited about the potential of that product, given that we have existing relationships with a number of players in that market.
Okay, thank you. How about, can you describe your vision for Localify's future, both in the near term and as well as the long term?
Yeah, it's something we do think about a lot, and we have our sights firmly set on being the market leader in automated local and national SEO solutions. We intend to leverage our existing digital properties that we own, which include at least one global business directory, and significantly expand the digital real estate that our properties currently occupy online. So a way to visualize it, imagine taking a single business listing and converting that into 20, 50, 200 pages of helpful quality content that is properly optimized for search, each page targeting specific search terms and locations, and then repeating that for every business in the directory database. That's a lot of prime digital real estate.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gavin, we do thank you so much for answering these questions for us. Now, in closing, would you like to take this opportunity to announce any material, non-public information for our distribution?
I would love to do that. I've shared quite a bit about our vision and some of the products that are coming up, and you're the first to hear about that. So I was delighted to be able to answer or provide you some of that information through the course of the interview. I really appreciate your time and the opportunity to speak to your investor groups, and hope to have a conversation with you again at another point in the future. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, thank you. And again, it has been our pleasure to have us here at Traders News Source to be able to interview you, CEO Gavin Burnett of Localify Limited. You have a nice night.
You too. Thank you.